Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast.
We're Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Under 100 days till the Olympics, the Paris Olympics. Our uniforms have been released. We, of course, will be developing our comfy couch suit for you to wear, our SAFM couch suit. But a lot of scrutiny on the US athletics uniform, which has also been released this week. Soda, have you seen images? It's on a mannequin.
Yes,
of
I have.
The female.
So essentially, it's the bodysuit that your athletics performances will be done in. It's saying it's pretty high cut. It looks a bit Baywatchy.
So the men's uniform is a onesie. They have a bike short that goes kind of mid thigh.
Yep.
the women's outfit is pretty much mid flap.
Well,
what?
It looks like sort of bathers. It's no different to what Jane Fleming jumped to gold in at the Commonwealth Games in the 90s, surely.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's retro. But on the mannequin, the front panel doesn't cover the mannequin's pubic bone. It is so high cut.
Very high cut and very narrow.
Very narrow across the front. There's going to have to be some serious
waxing
maintenance required. And the Olympians have responded. Olympic long jumper Tara Davis Woodhull tweeting, "Wait, my hoo-ha's going to be out."
Hey!
Clearly they're struggling for ratings. Do you ever look? Can you remember what the Australian athletes were wearing?
No, I don't.
I don't think it's any different. Is it any worse? Maybe the Americans have been a little more conservative over the years.
Or maybe we just don't want to regress. Maybe the women shouldn't have been wearing that back in the 90s either. You know, when the beach volleyballers have the bathers up their bottom.
Beach volleyballers, you know that there is an international standard as to how thin the width of the hip of the pants need to be. So they can't actually wear like a bike short. They're not allowed to. That will contravene their rules.
Well, yeah. Well, they should. Women don't need to worry about whether their bits are hanging out while they're trying to compete. How about this one? Former US champion runner Lauren Fleshman has responded. Professional athletes should be able to compete without dedicating brain space to constant pube vigilance.
I'm just showing you a picture. This is Jane Fleming, right, in the Australian outfit.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty high.
Jumping for gold in the long jump. She was a heptathlete. She's now the president of Australian athletics. Have a look at how high cut her outfit was in the 90s.
That's similar.
It's amazing. Mm.
But also, maybe women should have an option. If they're comfortable and they are up to speed with their waxing regimen.
Yep.
They can wear this, but women should also have an option to wear a bike short like the men.
Absolutely, they should be.
Okay. There's been a response from a waxing company saying they will come on and sponsor the US women's team.
Hey, it's all about opportunity. I quite like that.
Or do you just free the bush?
Well, aerodynamically, I wouldn't have thought. No. I mean, the cyclists shave their legs, don't they? Why on earth would you want the drag factor to be there when you've got Sherbrooke Forest hanging out the side?
Yeah, all right. Well, the Paris Olympics, one to watch, definitely. Yeah. All right, SAFM Breakfast.
By the way, Sherwood Forest is where Robin Hood was. Sherbrooke Forest is in Victoria.
Sure, okay. Well done.
Let's go with Kaipo.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
The amount of crap that's been sent to my house via some people called Temu.
Yes.
Yesterday, I get a little package and it says Master Felix Soderstrom on the front. And I thought, well, as his dad, I get to open this up while he was out and about with his buddies. Mm-hmm. You know what was in there? Mm. 5 pairs of merino wool socks.
Yep. Okay.
Right. And replacement toothbrush heads, 4 of them. We don't have the toothbrush that those heads replace.
Wow.
Anyway, so I've spoken to Felix and I've gone, "Oi, why have I got 4 toothbrush heads and 5 pairs of merino socks?" And he said, "They're my free gift." I said, "What for?" And he said, "Because I've been signing people up. This whole Temu thing is getting out of control. We've got crap coming left, right and centre."
It's not just Felix. It's very, very addictive. We had this voicemail left.
Hey, Beck and Soda. This is Stella. I am a self-confessed Temu addict. I have just ordered over 225,000 rhinestones, which got delivered last week, which was about $250 worth. Plus, I've still done another four orders besides that, which all up comes to about $700.
Thank you, Stella. What on earth is Stella doing with almost a quarter of a million rhinestones? What do you do with those?
She's bedazzling something.
What
she's
do you mean?
She's bedazzling the hell out of... Maybe you know what I'm guessing? I reckon it's Cali. I reckon she's a Cali mum.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, calisthenics.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. This is ridiculous amount of timber. You know what we should do is we should put an order in. What about Stephanie has sent in here on the social on Facebook? She bought some tank tops there and they had on the front, nope, not today. Another one said, you had me at day drinking. And the third one said, toughen up, buttercup. Good on you, Steph. You haven't got a problem at all.
I like this
you had
one.
Me at day drinking.
I want that T-shirt. Jumps onto Temu. I got my sister to, this is Elise, I got my sister to order me a Rad-Az Godzilla eating a gnome with other gnomes on him ornament. What? And when it came, it was legit 15 centimetres high.
And it's Godzilla eating
Godzilla
gnomes.
Eating a gnome. I mean, why?
What?
Why?
You know what we need to do? Mm. Right. If you love your Temu or you bought some stuff or, yeah, eyeing off something worth $12.16.
This is the greenie over here. Can we make sure it's something you actually need and you're not just going to put in landfill? Because
no,
I feel
mate,
like
we can't.
This
no,
is encouraging nah. over-consumerism.
Can I be
too
honest?
Late?
We'll be
can
right.
I be honest?
We'll be right.
What you just said makes you sound like a massive wanker.
Yeah.
Well, I'm caring for the planet.
Yeah, okay.
So what are you thinking?
Right,
what
outside
are you thinking?
Of Beck, you know what? No order for you. You're off the order, right? Everyone else in here and anyone else that we know, all you need to do is get onto us, 0488 52 107, 0488 52 107. Text us what you would like us to buy you from Temu. I am going to do Temu's biggest ever order. Right, everyone, have a look around. It's like Oprah on a budget.
Mm.
Right,
okay.
Every single person. Yeah, we can see all the staff in here.
Yeah,
look at it. This time of the morning, there's three people. Yeah. All three of you are getting something from Temu.
Imagine the free gifts we're going to get with this
JB,
bulk order.
You're getting something from Temu.
Thank
look,
you.
I can see here.
Thank
there's
you.
A men's genuine leather threefold wallet for $12.86.
I want that.
I mean, you can't skin a cow for $12.86, let alone use its hide to make your leather wallet. Right. What we are going to do is make the best Temu order of all time. Okay. So make sure you text in what you'd like us to Temu you next week. All right, Beck, nothing for you unless it's plastic crap that's going to fill land.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
It is my daughter's 21st birthday party on Saturday night and it is a Taylor Swift theme.
Now, she's gone to some sort of, what do you call it, couture, grant gown making place to get a bodysuit made.
She's got a Taylor replica leotard, the boots, the whole...
And it's costing her, a couple of weeks' wage?
Yeah, I'm not paying for it. And she has spent an inordinate amount of money on it. It's ridiculous.
And you've gone and got an outfit because you don't want to be outdone by your daughter on her own birthday.
Mine is a tenth of the price of hers. I've just got a sequin blazer. But I wrote her speech yesterday and I stuck with the Taylor Swift theme and I tried to get as many song or lyric references into the speech as I could. Now, you fancy yourself as a bit of a Swiftie fan. You went to the Eras concert.
Well, it's more I've been forced onto it by my daughter and then through osmosis I've picked stuff up because I've had to sit through hours and hours. That Disney Plus special, I've watched that three or four times and every time Sienna watches it, she does the costume change with the different Eras.
Stop it.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Love that.
That's so cute.
I love that.
No, that's so
he's got
cute.
Boys, he's got no idea.
You sound like, who's Oprah's friend? Gail. No, what's her friend?
Yeah, Gail.
I love that,
I love
Oprah.
That journey for you.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So, but no, she does. She changes and she goes, Dad, this is going to be the Reputation outfit next. And she hides behind the couch and then jumps out and drops the blanket. And then she's revealing it. So she goes, Dad, I'll be back in a minute. Red's next.
That is super cute.
Folklore's coming up.
All right. So I'm putting you to the test. Okay. Here is the speech. I want you to indicate when you hear the Taylor Swift reference.
Right.
Okay. Welcome to the State of Grace.
Is that one?
Yes.
Is that one?
Yes.
Is there a Taylor Swift song called The State of Grace?
Yes. Time for me to speak now.
Oh, yeah. That's one.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Got that.
I'm not sure anyone heard my speech at her 18th as it was interrupted by someone falling over in the toilet. Let's hope
is that
everyone...
one? Falling over in the toilet?
No.
Is that a Taylor song? Oh.
It was a B track. Let's hope everyone behaves tonight so I don't have to kick anyone out again. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah, that's obvious.
It's my reputation at stake. I just hope there's no bad blood.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll all just have to shake it off.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I'm a bit worried about tonight as Grace is not a very experienced drinker. There was that time we got a phone call from Bram saying, meet me at midnight.
Yes.
Because she was passed out in Hindley Street.
Yes. Passed out in Hindley Street? Is that not a toilet?
It should be. And she needed a getaway car.
Yes.
I guess that's what you call champagne problems.
Yep.
Grace is studying to be a physio, and we know she'll be a great success in her field. She would have also made an excellent home renovator.
Oh, home renovator.
She's crashed her car through the wall of our garage.
Yes. That one?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Broken a panel off her bedroom door by slamming it during a tantrum and splintered our back door when the key got stuck.
Splintered back door? That's a movie.
Sounds painful. I remember it all too well.
Oh, that's one.
I said, you need to calm down.
Yes.
And this is why we can't have nice things.
Yes.
She said, don't blame me.
No. Yes.
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 And it was Bram's fault. Bram gets the blame for a lot of things, most of which are unfair, except for the time he smashed our toilet. His face was red.
Yes. Smashed my toilet. My face was red. I remember that song.
Thank you, Bram. You truly are fearless.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Grace, we're very proud of you. You have a strong sense of style.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And tonight you look gorgeous.
Yes.
We hope tonight exceeds your wildest dreams.
Yeah, that's my one.
Because before you know it, you'll be feeling 22.
Oh.
I had the best day with you today.
Yes.
I love you forever and always.
Yes.
Yay! Mm.
So that new album, Splintered Back Door, when does that come out?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We're talking about doing your back. Travis Boak, our buddy, is missing for Port Adelaide again for a second week because he's jagged his back. And Beck, it can happen to the best of us and it can happen at any time.
Okay, you've done it sneezing any other ways, mate?
I did it grabbing a towel once off a towel rack. You know when you just twist to grab the towel and you just do the twist and go, I'm done, I know it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it happens, it's essentially 3 or 4 days out. You cannot do anything. And then the worst one, the most embarrassing one, is I can remember being at the supermarket and you know when you grab your trolley, turn around, grab the trolley, put one hand on the trolley and I've gone, I'm out.
Oh,
and then suddenly you're bent over, leaning to one side and then having to walk to the car, work your way back in the car and go, well, I can't go shopping now.
Sounds like you've got weak discs.
I've got no discs. Mm. In the bottom three, they're gone.
Discs.
They're deflated, dehydrated, and they cause all sorts of problems. Beck, I'm essentially a fart away from being in bed for a week.
Just don't do it in here.
Yeah, no.
It's a small studio.
Yeah, anything could happen.
All right. 131060 is our number or the Automaster's text line 0488 52107.
Crystal from Old Ranella. How'd you do your back, Jack?
Oh, my God. Get this. I was asleep and then I rolled over and then that woke me up. Let me tell you.
That is it. So, Crystal, the actual pain of jagging it in the roll woke you up.
Absolutely. I could barely move. Went to physio. 12 years later, haven't been the same since.
Wow. And Crystal, if you don't mind me asking, how old were you when you rolled over and did your back?
22.
Ridiculous, isn't
it? No.
It is. Crystal, you know when it happens, right, do you realise that every single thing you do affects your back? Any movement?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm scared to get off the toilet sometimes, to be honest.
I get it. I understand your pain.
Rachel in Evanston Gardens, how did you do your back?
Guys, let me take you back. So halfway through down, my son's sitting on the toilet. Mm. Can someone wipe my bum, please?
Oh, God.
I head on in there. Bend over to try and assist, you know, toilet paper in hand.
Mm.
As I bend, I let out this primal orgasmic groan. Snap back, almost putting a hole through the wall. He's looking at me like, Mum. My daughter runs around. She's like, Mum. It's literally taken my breath away. I cannot speak. I cannot move. I'm just winded. And everyone's just looking at me. And I don't know what to do. I finally crab walk out of there and my kids are just like, Mum, what's going on? And that was it. That's how it happened.
Rachel,
and
when,
to this day.
Yeah. And you're stuck in that spot when it happens, aren't you? You can't move.
I literally was, yeah. I was completely winded, like I could not breathe. It was awful.
Oh. Did you say?
And I did nothing. Like, I just slightly bent. Son's head between my knees.
You're like, wipe your own ass next time.
Yep, and all through, halfway through dinner.
Oh. Terrible. Have you never done your backpack?
No, touch you are
lucky.
Wood.
You
touch
are
wood.
Very, very lucky. Hey, just on the Automasters text line here, 0488 52 107. What about this from poor Jacinta? She was celebrating her engagement party, got a little bit excited and discovered that she might just pop down and do the worm, hit the dance floor.
Yeah.
Did her back doing the worm.
Yeah, don't do the worm.
The worm is never a good idea.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
It is phenomenal because terms like Swifty Dad have been created because many of us have been punished by so much Taylor Swift that is become as
it's
common to me as the Foo Fighters or Stereophonics or Midnight Oil or one of the great bands of the world.
Sure.
Taylor is now in my head.
We love it.
It is true. It is true. There's many of you Swifty dads out there. So give us a call on 13 10 60. You can win some incredible merch for your little Swifty fan.
Swifty dads.
Dads.
Right?
Yes.
Swifty dads. 13 10 60. Call us now. You can be the hero of your little one's life if they're a Swifty fan.
We're going to test your dedication to Ms. T. Swizzle.
So what do the dads have to do?
The dads have to finish the lyric. We're going to test you out first because you are the ultimate Swifty dad.
So you're going to play a line of a song.
Yep.
And then, dads, you've got to sing the next line to win the great prizes.
And not just sing it or not just speak it. You need to perform it. You need to dig deep into your Taylor-loving soul to win these prizes, okay?
Right.
Give it everything you've got. Think of your little girl's face when you deliver these lines. Okay, you're our first Swifty dad. You're going to show everyone how it's done and lead by example.
Just got to get the next line and Sienna is going to win.
Yeah.
Well, Sienna can't win because she's your daughter.
Well, okay.
She's a Nepo baby. So, okay, you ready, Soda?
No, I'm not. No, all right, bring it on. I feel confident enough. I should have absorbed enough of this. All right.
Go.
Karma is a breeze on a weekend. Karma is a relaxing thought. Sweet like honey. Karma is my cat. Purring in my lap because it loves me. Karma is a goddamn acrobat. Hot me and Karma vibe like that.
Oh, wow.
Is that close?
Hang on. Give it to him. Give
you
it to him.
You kind of wrapped it.
Yeah.
If I could
is that
give
right?
It.
He gets it.
Nice.
Sienna, you win. Well done.
Karma is a goddamn... Karma is a bounty hunter
Karma
sniffing
is the
you
guy
out.
On the screen.
Karma is a guy from the Chiefs who's coming straight home.
So great Swifty dad right there. That's what we need. Swifty dads, how well do you know Swifty and the lyrics for your Swifty at home?
131060, give us a buzz right now. I can tell you what the merch is. We've got tote bags, T-shirts. We have got the vinyl. Right? The vinyl disc. We've got the vinyl disc called The Tortured Poet or whatever it is, and the bonus track, The Manuscript.
Oh, wow.
The record is what we used to call it.
That's what we got.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We are calling all Swifty dads to get on board right now, 13, 10, 60. With all of this dropping of the new LP, The Tortured Poet Society or whatever it's called. That's what it is. We've got a bunch of great Taylor merch. We've got tote bags, T-shirts, hoodies. What else have we got? The actual vinyl itself with the bonus track, The Manuscript. That must mean something amazing for Swifties.
It absolutely does. Because you would have had to pre-order to get that vinyl, and we have got it.
Right.
All right.
So, dads, are you through? We are. We've got them. Okay, Tyson from Port Noarlunga. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
Now tell us, who's the Swifty in the family?
It's actually my 8-year-old daughter, Nyla. She loves Swift and sings her all the time. And then she found out that I'd be on the radio this morning. She was sleep talking, saying it'd be amazing.
Oh, brilliant, mate. A precious one. Did you go to the concert?
No, unfortunately we missed out, but we had a little Swift party in the in our lounge room, decked out with lights and stuff, and they watched the Eras tour on the TV. So,
good. All right. We have a lyric for you, Tyson. Now, you need to perform this lyric, okay? You're up against two other dads. You're all going to get some merch, but we want you to get the best pack. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, go.
And I'll shake it off, and haters gonna hate, and haters gonna hate. I'll shake it off.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. So, you know what I would say about that? You were committed. Yeah. And that is important.
All right.
The lyrics were in the wrong order, but they
doesn't matter.
Delivered with passion.
Does not
and
matter.
Style.
Okay, well done, Tyce. Nice right, next Swifty Dad, Dave from Salisbury East. Are you nervous or are you feeling very comfortable?
I am really nervous. I mean, you just belted out some good songs there. So.
He did. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for my daughter, Sophie. Yep. She's a mad Swifty.
Right. Did she get to go to the concert?
She didn't. My wife did. He went to the movie. We saw that. Right. So.
Hang on, Dave. So your wife went, but your daughter didn't?
No, that's right. Yeah, she had the pleasure to go.
Right.
She sounds like my kind of mum.
Right, right. Hey, Dave, come on, remember, then. You are doing this for Sophie, okay? We're going to give you a line and just finish the lyric, right?
All right, pressure's
good luck,
on.
Mate. Good okay. luck. Hey, go for it.
Here we
commit
go,
hard.
Be the princess, it's a love story, and
Oh, Dave.
Oh, wow.
Baby, just say yes.
Dave. I love it.
Dave.
I love it. You rolled out the next line perfectly, and then.
Can I just say, I'm Beck. And that was our wedding song as well.
Hang on. Beck, can you just explain yourself, please, my friend? Beck, you've gone to the concert and little Sophie, the mad Swifty, your five-year-old, you burnt her and left her home.
I know. I tried hard, but she's only five and it would have been too much to take her to a late concert. It was such a long one, so I had to make the sacrifice.
We saw kids sleeping through it and that was a waste of a ticket. Good call, Beck.
Exactly.
I love that he's forgotten the lyrics to your wedding song.
Beck, meet Beck. You're both putting yourself before your kids.
All right. Well done, Dave. One more. Here we go.
Gino from St. Agnes. Gino. G'day, Gino.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. Who are you playing for?
For my daughter, Taylor.
Excellent. How old's Taylor?
She's 20.
Brilliant. All right, mate. How much Taylor Swift gets played in your place?
Oh, she's always got it playing.
All right, Gino, I'm giving you a bit of a hint about this song. We really want you to get up in the highest register. I want to hear some falsetto from you, all right?
That's if I know it.
All right, well, just make it up if you don't, mate. See if you can take that prize back.
I don't know about me. I'm only 17.
It's not bad. I love the passion.
Can I just check, Beck? Is that lyric about 17 and all that in the song as well? Or has he just made that up?
I just made it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gino, right. Well done, Gino, you are a star.
All right, guys, we've had some good ones here. So
okay, so I've got a gold pack, a silver pack, and a bronze pack to award here.
They're all outstanding.
Right. Gino, just so inventive. I love the creativity. Tyson was just committed with his Shake It Off. And Dave, well, Dave actually got a lyric really right until he made up the rest. So, Beck, I am going to award the bronze medal, which is the Taylor Swift tote bag and the T-shirt.
Still a great prize.
It is. It is a very, very good prize. Tyson, you've won that, right? Tyce, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well done, mate.
Well
you've got the tote bag and the T-shirt. You picked up the bronze medal. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for the bronze. Amazing.
Well done, mate. Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Right,
silver.
Winner of the silver medal.
Mm-hmm.
Representing daughter Sophie is Dave from Salisbury East. Well done, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave, well done. Now, Dave.
Thank you very much.
The silver pack is the tote bag, the T-shirt, and the vinyl bonus track, the manuscript in it. This is for your daughter, Sophie, not for your wife. Beck, don't let her get her dirty mitts on it, okay?
Beck, babe, that's yours.
Will do.
All right. Okay. Which means...
Gold for Gino.
Gold for Gino.
You know what, Gino? The commitment of not even knowing the lyrics, but singing one so well, I actually thought it might have been the lyric. Congratulations, brother. You've got gold.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be popping man today.
Here we go, mate. Your daughter, Taylor, has picked up the tote bag, the T-shirt, the hoodie, and also the vinyl with the bonus track, the manuscript. Thank you to the dads. Well played, boys.
Well done, Gino. Well done, everybody.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Soda, there has been a twist in the mystery of your stolen thongs, mate. It's been a journey for you.
Well, it was Monday morning. Now, I had to quickly run off to a meeting after radio, so I ran down to the car in the car park, and we always have the thongs on when I'm at work, and I had to go and put some shoes on. So when I went down there, I actually got changed in the car by the side. I stupidly left my thongs on the ground in the car park and didn't notice it. Anyway, they were gone. Could not find them. And then what about you found them on Marketplace? Is that what it's called?
They popped up on Facebook Marketplace.
Someone set me up. This is crap. Right?
Archie's men's size 14 navy thong, worn by well-known Adelaide personality. So they knew who this thongs belonged to.
Of course they bloody knew. They stole them. They were stolen from my car.
You didn't like take your shirt off or anything while you were getting changed, did you? Because this person must have been.
Oh, I did. And then because I had a shirt and a suit and all that in the car. So I quickly got changed in the car park. Someone's pinched them. There's no doubt. Her name is, we looked at this on the Facebook thing he gave us, the Marketplace. Melissa Shoe Rambo is like her code. I don't know.
Right.
But she pinched my bloody thongs.
All right. So when we talked about this yesterday, you were pretty grumpy about Melissa.
Yeah, I said
and
we needed
to
track her down. Did you track her down
all right.
for me?
Well, there was a twist yesterday. Yesterday, somebody came into reception here on Franklin Street.
Yeah.
We managed to lift the audio off our security camera. Take a listen.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. This is a bit awkward. I don't really know what I'm doing. But I have just found these thong things down in the car park. And I was heard on the radio, someone told me, some like SodaStream guy, he lost his and he might work here. Anyway, I've rinsed him. I was just hoping you could take him. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure, I can pass him on. But I just need to grab your name, if that's okay, just so I can let them know.
It's, yeah, Melissa.
Melissa. Thanks, Melissa.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, I'll just leave them.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, I did rinse them. They're rinsed.
Oh, thanks, Melissa. Bye.
Bye.
What a load of crap.
Some SodaStream.
Hang on.
You're saying it's a load of crap.
You've set this up. What are you doing?
No, that legit.
That
happened.
Is not a woman saying that I found shoes and heard them on the radio.
That's her talking.
They got stolen and somehow they've turned back up. I don't know what you have done with this.
That's Antrim reception.
Did you pinch him on me deliberately? Did you,
you
have him the whole time?
Someone wouldn't know your name.
I just can't believe that this woman suddenly turns up. You've set this up, haven't you?
Hang on. So when did you lose them?
Monday.
And they turned up on Thursday.
Yesterday.
Four days.
Missing four days,
but okay. Found.
All right. 4 days missing. We're going to do this. What's the longest period of time between you losing something and finding it again? So the diamond in my wedding ring is still missing.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Did you find something like years later? More than four days of your thongs. Your thongs are out there in reception. Ange just got them. You should go be reunited with them.
That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
Ange has them.
The longest period of time between you losing something and finding it again, it's 4 days for Soda's Archie's.
You pinched them, didn't you? Seriously.
Yeah, mate.
Did you pinch my thongs?
I'm sleeping with them. I'm resting my little
face
on them.
Oh, how miraculous
so I can be close
if something gets pinched and then within a couple of days later, oh, it gets returned.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Right on.
Beck and Soda's Gallery of Greats.
Rightio, we are celebrating you. So let us know the longest time period of when you've lost something and then found it again. I've miraculously found my thongs that got pinched the other day on Monday. They miraculously returned on Thursday, Beck. How did you do it?
Also, you shouldn't complain. You got another pair. You got a replacement pair from our friends at Spano.
Yeah, Spano Footwear down in Grove Street. How good were the boys?
So there you go. So I don't know what you're complaining about.
Well done to Larry and Mario and the team. Thanks so much.
Okay, so your thongs were missing, in inverted commas, for 4 days.
Right.
So we're doing this for our Gallery of Greats. We want to know the longest period of time between you losing something and finding it again. Alicia's been kind enough to give us the call. What went missing and for how long?
Oh, my husband's wallet for a year and a half.
Right. So, Alicia, what happened?
We went to a wedding, woke up probably a little bit too late to check out, throw everything in a suitcase, wallet MIA, can't find it. Not anything unusual in my life. Didn't cancel any cards, kept checking, no one was spending money, thought, oh, it's here somewhere. Wasn't until we went to our next wedding and my husband went to put his shoes on.
Oh, no.
And the wallet fell out of his shoes.
Oh, and the wedding shoes. How good's that? Hey, well done for not cancelling anything.
Most of the stuff was going, we got new cards in the mail anyway, they were expiring, but then Every couple of months we'd go, where is that
wallet?
Yep.
Yeah, because we needed, a random card or something. And
of course.
The Medicare card or something.
Tear everything out. No.
Okay, year and a half. That's perseverance.
Alicia, thank you so much for your call. You know the lost wallet. When I lived at home, Beck, I lost my wallet, right? I can remember because I had my first license in it, the university card, all those sorts of things, had the credit card and all that sort of thing, right? And then about 3 years later, when I left home to go and move to Adelaide, I was dismantling the waterbed that I had, right?
Say what?
I was dismantling the waterbed that I had.
You had a waterbed?
You had a waterbed. And I, actually, you know what? And I found actually the wallet was down between the bladder of the mattress and the frame. Mm. I've gone, oh, great. It was there 3 years later. But the best part was, you know, with the waterbed, remember the old school waterbeds?
Yes.
So you could have the waveless one where it was, you know, pretty sturdy. Mine was the wavy one. So it was essentially like being on the Titanic every night. But the best part was, like, you could just sort of get the mattress and just sort of push your hand on a bit and it'd do the work for you. Mm. You know what I mean? It was
okay.
Awesome.
So, back to the wallet.
Yeah, found the wallet.
Found okay. The wallet down the side.
Drained the bed, and there was the wallet there for 3 years that had been down the side of the bed the whole time.
And did the waterbed come to Adelaide?
No, it didn't.
Oh, R.I.P.
It was, I think it had done enough work by then.
Oh, mate. All right. 13, 10, 60. It's our gallery of greats. What's the longest period of time between you losing something and then it turning up again? Give us a call.
Very rough ride.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Beck and Soda's Gallery of Greats.
We want to know the longest period of time between you losing something and finding it again. Soda was separated from his thongs for 4 days this week, and it's been tough.
And miraculously how they were returned to the station after someone pilfered them on Monday.
Thank you, Melissa, for returning them.
Your alias, no doubt. Alicia before told us that her husband had lost the wallet 1.5 years, found it in his shoes from the last wedding he went to when he pulled the wedding shoes out. Mm. Thanks so much for getting on board on our Automasters text line 0488 52 107. What about Jess? She said she purchased a Frozen DVD for her daughter's birthday when she was pregnant with her son, and he's about to turn 10 and she still can't find it.
Well, that's infinity.
What a great hiding spot. Hey, when you hide something so well, you just can't find it yourself.
It's in that really safe place. Okay, Kim's on the line. What did you lose and for how long?
I lost a pouch of gold jewellery. I lost it for 6 years. I found it last year in November when I was moving, and guess what? I've lost it again.
Kim!
Oh, Kim, where did you find it?
I found it in the bottom of a drawer under some clothes, and I thought I'd put it in another box when I was packing to move, and that box, when we got to the house, it wasn't in there. I searched every other box, every drawer, everything, and I still can't find it.
Kim, this is why you can't have nice things.
I know.
All right, so we're at 6 years. Let's go to Crystal. What about you?
My car keys.
Oh, dear. So, please don't tell me a young kid was involved.
Yeah, the toddler. Oh, he wasn't quite yet a toddler, but he was having them, jingling them, you know, to keep them entertained.
Of course.
Next minute, we just can't find them anywhere. He hasn't even been able to crawl to lose them.
Yeah.
He got to the age of 10, so he was 8, like 8 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, that made it sound like he wasn't crawling at 2. That's bad. No, anyway.
We're not judging your parents.
Hey, we don't judge parents on this show, Crystal. And so where were the keys?
No, my master's isn't great. No, we found them. We had to move house to find them.
And where were they?
They were in the toy box.
Oh, of course they were. That's the first place. You've got kids. That's the first place you'd look for anything. All right, 8 years, Crystal had lost the keys. Vicky from Barossa. Vic, what have you lost?
I lost $1,500 of cash for about 10 and a half years. I could not find the money and had given up on it. And going through some stuff to go to the charity shop, and I found it.
Oh, where was it?
It was actually because I was in the middle of moving house when I sold a car.
Yeah.
So I just stashed the cash, and where I thought I stashed it wasn't there.
Of course.
And I like to keep boxes of decorative soaps in my drawers. And I took one lot out and thought, I'm just going to give them to the charity shop. So I was about to throw them in the charity bag.
Yes.
Thought, I should make sure the soap hasn't gone off or whatever, because otherwise I need to bin it. And when I opened the packet up,
there it was.
I'm like, what's in the back of the packet here? And there was my $1,500.
Bingo. Always look in the soap box.
A decade. $1,500. Mm. That is remarkable. All right. If you've still got one, if you've lost something for longer than 10 years and found it, give us a buzz. 131060, or you can always text us on the Automasters text line 0488 52 107. But right now.
Do we need to ask how Vicky had $1,500 cash. No.
No, that's all right. Can you
selling
be
soap?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun. That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
SAFM.